Welcome back to the ACSI podcast. That's the Academy of Clinician Scientists and Innovators podcast from NHG and LKC. Today is a very special episode because it's a year-end episode and I have my co-host with me, Professor Joanne Niao. And we're going to be reflecting on the year that just passed and the achievements that the ACSI had and what we can look forward to in the future. Hi, welcome back to the podcast, Joanne.
Thanks, Etienne. It's great to be back. You've had a very busy year, I see. It's lovely to hear all the past episodes of the podcast so far.
Yes, I think the podcast has been something that's been quite fun to do, and it's allowed me to reach out and, you know, get to know some of the researchers that I've really looked up to in NHG-LKC. So today we're just going to be running through the top five things that we think ACSI has achieved in the last year. If anyone else from ACSI is listening, please don't feel bad if we accidentally left out your thing. But, you know, everything was so special that we just had to narrow it down to five things. What do you think, Joanne?
Oh, yeah, like you said, there's just so many things. It's been a very busy year. We've all been very busy. Everyone from, you know, the faculty to admin staff. It's been a great year. It's hard to narrow down, but I would say sort of in a descending order, coming in at number five, I would think that the boot camps have been very, very popular. We've had two boot camps, research boot camps, largely driven by Rupesh and Marie. Really, it's about getting the young investigators in, pitching their ideas, getting feedback on their ideas, almost like a clinic kind of setting, right? And diagnosing where the problem is with the grant. And it's, I think, been very popular and we've got great feedback. So I think research boot camp would be number five.
Yes, I think that's something that's very important to have when we're building a community, because I think when starting out, clinician scientists or young researchers who might not even have had very much experience in research or even grant writing, they need a lot of guidance and a lot of words of encouragement from the seniors to persist in this endeavor. So I think the research bootcamp, we had two of those this year, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it was in September and November, and I'm very sure we'll be having more of it next year. So look out for them, for the research bootcamps. They're incredibly popular. And I think what's been really good is that although it's very popular, they've been able to match the number of mentors with the interested younger investigators, so that actually when the bootcamps happen, it's quite personal feedback that you're getting on the ground as well.
Yes, okay, so that was number five. And next up, number four, I think we just have to give ourselves a bit of a pat on the back and say that this podcast is something that I think is quite new and interesting for ACSI. And I think it's a good way to get our message out and have people listen to clinician scientists talk to each other and learn from, you know, our own experiences. What do you think, Joanne?
I would say you convinced me when you first, you were very convincing, Etienne, because when this idea was first pitched, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, podcasts, who listens to them? And like, you know, is it going to take a very long time? But to be honest, it's been great. I'm amazed at how you turned them around so quickly. And it's really nice to just have a casual chat, right? Like just to say what's important to us. And in time to come, we hope more people will come and be featured on these podcasts so that, you know, your voices can be heard. Gives us an opportunity to then get some feedback and raise things, you know, about what's working on the ground, what's not working on the ground, what should we be celebrating, which are many, many things, many, many successes. So yeah, I think the podcast is a deserved number four, although we are biased.
Yeah, don't knock podcasts. I think it won someone an election recently. So, you know, you go on the right podcast, you can win elections.
Let's not go there. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you have at number three?
That's a tough one. I would say the fireside chats have been quite informational and instructive. So fireside chats are where we get very senior people, clinician scientists or clinician leaders to come and basically answer the hard questions, really. And so it's only as useful as, you know, who turns up and who asks those questions, right? But we've had very good fireside chats with Professor Joe Sim as well as Professor Wong Tianyin, who have come to sort of share both from their experience and also to explain, you know, why sometimes things can be the way they are because of this limitation, that limitation. It just, in general, raises the awareness of the trade-offs, right, between the research enterprise and the clinical enterprise. But what's really important is that I think we're all quite aligned about the role of research and where it needs to go. And I think there's a lot of commitment. I think that's what I got from the fireside chat from Professor Joe Sim. And then Professor Wong Tianyin came and spoke to us about China, about what it was like to run a, you know, clinician scientist enterprise or to develop a clinician scientist enterprise in China. And essentially, I mean, my takeaways from his talk were really that, you know, we don't know how lucky we are until we go somewhere else, right? And he talks about both the opportunities as well as the challenges working in that system. And also the tremendous, hardworking, hungry scientists that are in China at the moment. So I think these are really sort of above and beyond the science, but just talking about the ecosystem, how one actually supports this whole entire research enterprise. I found both sessions to be incredibly informative.
I think these kind of events are very important to show that there is a community of clinician scientists here and that we are being looked after and that the organization as a whole values us. And I think those were very useful events to attend. I think we should be having a couple more in 2025 as well.
Yes, we are certainly having more of this next year. Not only will they be sort of standalone fireside chats, but we're trying to also do more where whenever we have an international speaker come, create the opportunities for sort of younger clinicians to come and network and interact and ask questions. So they may not be called fireside chats, but they are going to function like that in a smaller scale. So look out for them next year.
So moving on to number two on our list, I think we all can agree that we all had a really good time at the ACSI evening, which was a social event that we organized for clinician scientists and innovators to meet each other and just talk in a very relaxed way. Were you there, Joanne?
Yes. Of course. I think what's been great was that there was a lot of interaction from the senior and the junior, not only like just the scientists, but also lots of clinicians and even mm-hmm. clinicians who haven't really embarked on the research journey yet, but curious about the process. I think we had various folks attend. We had several heads of departments.
HODs, yeah, yes. Yeah. Heads of departments as
yeah,
well.
Heads yeah, heads of departments. So that's quite encouraging. I would say that's been a real win. And we hope definitely to have more of those. Definitely the wine helped.
Yes.
And having it at
wine
the end,
snacks.
having mm-hmm. it at the end of the day definitely helps as well. Like, you know, sort of people can sort of unwind. Hopefully we'll have more.
Well, definitely we'll have more. I think it's a very important event to, you know, just reward ourselves occasionally and just talk in a very low pressure situation.
I would say that, you know, I think those evenings have now sort of evolved also into the WhatsApp chat as well, right? To sort of carry on the conversation after that, yeah.
Okay, so those were 4, 5, 3, 2. And what do we have at the top of our list, Joanne?
So I think at the top of the list would be really, you know, in the past, sort of LKC and NHG were doing kind of awards quite separately. There was an alignment and we came together to sort of launch joint awards, so what I call the ACSI Research Awards. And this year we sort of joined the entire process and we actually gave out basically 5 awards: the Translational Medicine Award of the Year, the Research Mentor of the Year Award, the Clinician Innovator of the Year Award, the Young Investigator of the Year Award, and the Young Innovator of the Year Awards. So I think this alignment is good because it shows that the enterprise is coming together. We're working very closely. I'm particularly proud that we have the Young Investigator, Young Innovator category as priorities, and that these awards are also open to allied health, not just to clinicians as well, who can be put up for these awards. I think that was an achievement. I mean, it's just been a year, you know. And in this 1 year, I think the fact that we got a lot of these things out and successfully sort of we held nominations, it was a judging process, and then the awards were given. I'm quite pleased that we were able to get that done. So that was good.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a learning curve for us as well. And I think in the subsequent years, it's just going to be smoother. So I think it was a very good event also to actually recognize some of the achievements of our local clinician scientists and innovators.
Yeah, I just want to say that back end, right, there was a lot of work by our admin teams, right? I mean, you and I just say, okay, we want to do these awards, we want to do this, and then back end, you know, we have that folks like Nazira and on the NHG side,
yes.
Lots of people, so Lewis.
Really a big shout out to them.
Yeah, yep. Valerie and the rest of them, who are actually kind of, you know, they had to go and get the nominations, you know, do the actual forms and all that. So I think a lot of work actually happens back end to make all this happen. So very grateful for those that help.
Not just the awards, but every single event that we do. Mm. We can't have done it without the support of excellent admin staff.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, at the committee levels and all that, a real shout out to all the, you know, the various 3 domain leads as well.
Okay, so those were our top 5 events of the ACSI in 2024, but we have some honourable mentions. I think we also have to shout out Domain One, who does a lot of engagement of HODs and departments all across NHG to, you know, help to troubleshoot and help to encourage departments to take up research.
Yep, they were working very, very hard. They were at, I think, any, you know, the residency day roadshows, they were always there. We had, I think, flyers and programs all made. And yes. I think in addition to that, I know they personally went down to individual departments in both Tan Tock Seng, Khoo Teck Puat, and further as well. So real kudos to them.
This kind of outreach is very important to help us grow our community and to let people know that this is a viable career option.
And I think it's translating into actual tangibles, because I think, you know, in the upcoming grant calls, I think we will see that probably it's going to translate into success at the NMRC, if not already.
I think maybe we can announce that as one of our top things next year.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to list it this year, but then ETS says, not announced yet, cannot. I'm a little bit curtailed because NMRC hasn't, you know, done their award yet. So, yeah.
Anyway. Okay. But I think something that is also quite exciting, I mean, not something that we can actually take credit for, but we did send a congratulations a couple of weeks ago for the top two researchers in LKC Medicine and NHG for the
top
most 2%. Cited researchers.
Top 2%.
Yes, top 2%.
Not two.
Top 2%. Top two. Oh, yeah, sorry. I missed out the word percent. Yes, top 2%. It's amazing. I think there's a list of about 40 clinician scientists and innovators that have actually been very, very well cited across the world. So that's really amazing from a Salvia, right?
Yeah, I just think that in general, there's a lot of good work that's happening everywhere, both at LKC and NHG and elsewhere. But like sometimes we just, you know, don't give ourselves enough credit, or we don't, you know, talk about it enough. So it's great that some of this is coming to light. And I think everyone should just feel very positive going into 2025 and just keep pressing on.
So what else do you think we have to look forward to in 2025, Joanne?
I think 2024 was really like officially the first year, right, of ACSI. I think what's really nice is firstly the way we work, like, you know, between you and me in domain 3 and then between domains 1, 2, 3 and all. I think there's great working synergy and everyone's kind of, you know, basically kind of sold on the mission and very aligned in that way. I think that's already like a huge plus. And then the fact that we have a structure now, we have these boot camps, the fireside chats, the evenings, the ACSI awards, that's kind of set in stone. So in the next year, we really just want to sort of consolidate that, make sure those are running well, improve where things didn't go so well. Moving forward, you know, with the AHS, the academic health system that was announced, there'll be a lot more additional outlets and avenues for us to do this and interactions. So there's a lot to look forward to. But at ACSI level, maybe even just consolidating this 5 as we build on it would be great.
Yep. So everything that we mentioned today, the research boot camp, the fireside chats, the social evenings and the awards, we're all going to have them in 2025 also, as well as this podcast is going to continue on. So, yeah. So, I mean, stay tuned and congratulations, Joanne, and the whole of ACSI for a very, very fantastic first year.
Well, congratulations to you too, Yitian. We're very much a part of it. But firstly, you know, it's end of year. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We all deserve quite a huge break, and I hope everyone gets a chance to actually have that mental break
yes,
as well.
Yes, okay, yes, and happy holidays to everyone too.
Bye.
All right, so thank you, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that was the last episode of the ACSI podcast for this year. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast and listening to all our episodes. Stay tuned for the next episode, which should be out in the next few months. And if you want to find out more about the ACSI, please find us at our website, which is in the link in the description. And happy holidays and happy new year to everyone.